to You Bet It's In Yet with Matt Shells.
Some people have to make things. I've got to ruin them.
Ryan Fitzgerald.
Maytay Coco. That means I love you in Furby.
Ryan Mercier.
What's your name? How many relatives do you have? Where do you work? Whereabouts do you live?
This is dead air.
Dead air is gold.
All right, how many emails do we have?
We have possibly two.
Yeah, Hotmail's so deceptive.
One is definitely one. Okay. I haven't looked at it yet. The other one might be spam,
all right,
but I don't know.
Nobody emailed us. I did.
I hope someone did.
From John Wayne.
Oh, this isn't spam.
Oh, okay, this is one. Well, we were getting ones from John Wayne, like, oh, here's a reminder that you have an e-card for a while.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Yibby. You mentioned that I should invest in your podcast and am considering it, but I'd like to know what kind of things I can expect as a return on this investment. Are you going to offer different rewards at different donation levels, like a telethon? Please make me a sales pitch, or I'm going to use this money to buy stock in Wang Bangers instead. Well, for the $50 pledge, you get this beautiful tote bag.
Really? He's holding it up right now.
Yeah.
Can we give up that bag?
You're right, that's a pretty important bag.
Maybe that's like the $50,000.
That's the $50,000. For $50,000 investment.
Beautiful tote bag.
See, here's the question.
It's blank, too. It doesn't say
John
anything.
Wayne, are you looking to invest or donate? Because those are two different tracks.
See, yeah, your investment, I thought, was giving us money, and then we deliver laughter.
That's what it
and
is.
And it just keeps going.
Yeah, that's what people have been doing on iTunes, right?
Yeah, they
all those
give money.
Delicious internet dollars we get.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good.
So if you just start all these real internet dollars for us, we'll make you laugh harder. If you've listened,
okay.
And
so
you
how
laugh,
about this?
We've been
investment levels like we'll start a Kickstarter to raise. We should start. What's the minimum to raise on a Kickstarter?
I don't know. $5?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's you can do whatever.
We can go as low as we want.
I think so. I don't know.
I'm going to be so rich. I'm gonna start like 1,000 Kickstarters for like $20.
I bet there's one to how many you can start though.
Oh.
Well, for what? Email accounts?
Oh yeah, true. For different people.
Because I am a terrorist at hotmail.com could have one.
Many personalities.
Mm-hmm. And man, he's all over the place.
But we can set up like so what levels? So I imagine like at a $10 donation, I will let you suck my dick.
You'll let them?
Yes.
You never let me, and I give you $10 all the time!
This is for the podcast, man.
Hang on.
Podcast.
Okay. Hang on. Ryan.
You have $10?
Maybe.
That's pretty
We
good.
Need more sound effects. All right, so that's the $10 level. By the way... 50,000 is the tote bag, so you can see the range
the
easily
tote.
Of 50, what would come in between.
So
I'm sure.
50,000 is the lowest.
For $10, I will let you suck my dick.
Okay.
I will make you suck my dick.
No, I thought it was let.
Yeah. But if you get up to $500, that's the point at which I promise I won't do anything to you.
Wait.
So
explain that. Yeah.
If you donate $500 to our Kickstarter, I promise I won't fuck around with your life
in any way. That's good. But if you
that's
don't,
that's the only way to get this guarantee.
So wait a second. If they pay $10, they have to suck your dick.
No, they
and
let
you
them.
Still might fuck with their life.
I might. Who the fuck knows?
Who knows? They didn't give us $500.
This is a You Bet It's In Yet exclusive offer. Matt will not fuck with your life.
And you can't give us $500 and expect to let Matt suck your dick, because that's the price for not
fucking
with
your life. Wait, no. Let Matt suck your dick?
Well, wait,
no,
wait.
Yeah, they're going to be sucking
your dick.
Do
you know how expensive that
Matt
one is?
Let you.
Okay. So you know on Kickstarter? You know on Kickstarter when they list like, oh, you get a signed poster and you get this and this and this. And
yeah.
Everything that you got before. If they give you $500, is that 50 dick suckings that they owe you?
No. They got to put $10 on top.
So it's $510.
Yeah.
For $510, Matt will let you suck his dick, and he won't mess with your life.
This is a great deal. So everyone listening who doesn't give us $500, look out for Matt.
Yes, there's a possibility I will fuck up your life.
That's a really good possibility, too.
Mm-hmm. Especially considering how many people we know that listen to this show.
Well, there's, you know, there's friends and family, but we have like 500 unique listeners every week.
Oh, because we're so pops. That's and what the cool kids say. How they say
pop we pops.
Pops. We pops.
We pops.
We so pops, bro.
We totally not pops if we talking like this.
We should talk like this more often, pops.
And pop in the attic.
The fact that you called that tells me you're not ready.
Anyone who's curious as to what Wangbangers is, I feel sorry for you.
You haven't been listening.
You haven't been listening.
Okay, so let's say I'm okay with them investing in Wangbangers because we own the rights to Wangbangers. So.
I own the rights to Wangbangers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I own the rights to... I'm doing this for my uncle.
Yeah. I'm okay. Just coming to both places.
Let's put it in perspective. We have $10 is the lowest.
Yep.
And we already have a prize for that. Mm-hmm. A prize, quote unquote.
Yeah.
We'll say $20. What do they get? To suck Matt's dick and a signed copy of the podcast.
You're doing the compounding thing, though. I feel like they got to pay $10 each time they want to do that.
Each time they want to suck Matt's dick?
Yeah, there's like an unlimited amount, right?
Yeah.
I'm just whoring you out right now.
There is an unlimited amount of dick for you guys.
No, have you ever been on Kickstarter?
Yeah, no, I have. I'm just trying to get people to spend more money.
I know. So that's okay. So if they're spending $20...
Okay.
If they're spending $20, they have to do 20. They have to continue to spend. Like, let's say it's $20, you get to suck Matt's dick and you get a pencil.
Okay.
Like.
Okay. Oh, you're just adding on to the package.
Yeah, the package goes up and up.
Okay.
What else is there?
Go on.
No, I'm wondering. I'm curious.
Well, actually, like, Electric Six just had one recently. And,
yeah, that was really.
But you didn't get everything. It was like if you paid a ridiculous amount of money, you could get the Switzerland briefcase. Which but you didn't get all the other stuff as well, so I'm kind of going off of...
That's oh, what I see thinking. What you're doing. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I just want a lot of money.
I'm just saying that a lot of people probably don't want to suck Matt's dick.
You think so?
Okay, for $20, you don't have to suck Matt's
dick. Okay, there we go. $20.
There's a current standing order that everybody has to suck my dick.
It's, yeah, mandated.
That's in the same realm of them not fucking with their lives, or yeah. You have to fuck with their lives.
Can we email, a judge or lawyer and get their expertise on that subject?
No, I think so. I'm gonna do that right now.
Let's watch a documentary for...
We can ask Michelle's grandma.
There we go. Dear Michelle's grandma, Matt has a standing order that everyone has
to suck his dick.
Legal?
Legal? Legal question?
Check yes or no.
I hope she sends back a cease and desist order for no sucking
dick. Or she sends back the handwritten note with a third box drawn on that says maybe.
Classic. Maybe? By the way, 50,000 is the max.
That's the tote bag.
So I don't know what else is there. We could give some of these Topic Hat papers, the official Topic Hat papers.
That's for 30?
$30.
Listen to the weight of that paper.
You hear all this?
It is a nice. It's a nice paper. And I've got a lot of it.
It's luxurious to write or draw on.
Yep, $30 Topic Hat paper.
Maybe something like they could call us.
If you pay $40, we'll let you call us.
We'll
you
give you
call
our
us
digits
once,
and you can sext us for $50
or $500,000. We will give you the rights to the eyeball vomiter.
How much?
$500,000.
Okay. That's okay with me.
Oh, I didn't think anything was above the bag.
How much is... Yeah, I thought the bag was really where it was going. How much money does John Wayne have, do you think?
John Wayne? I don't know.
John Wayne's pretty rich.
He's
did all his
rich.
Movies.
He's so rich he's dead.
It's so rich much on money life. That he died.
That was so what does he need it for? Give us your money.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prize, right? Well, also, he was asking if it was investing, so, like, he would get some sort of return on this. My answer
would be...
We'll
give him all of our dividends.
That's the thing, is we're currently operating at, like, 20% comedic capacity. Like,
yeah, you don't even know.
If you give us $5,000 and you... Wait, $50,000? And you get the tote bag, and we'll operate at 40% comedic capacity.
Ooh, 40%. That's double.
You're good at math. Thing you can do better sooner or later. I'm better.
No,
than
that's
you.
Not true. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, I'm not doing a stupid song with
you're
you.
Like stocking options.
Corn stocks.
Have you seen some of the girls who work there? I've cool. definitely got some stocking options. So there's this guy at work. We just hired him. And
give him a nickname.
Yes. Pseudonym.
Failure.
So Failure walks into work.
His name's Greg. I don't care.
What if he listens?
Well, then he'll hear this and he'll
What if Failure hears?
Failure's gonna hear this.
Well, he walks it. He's at working, and I'm working, and I haven't really talked to him because his appearance is off-putting.
Interesting.
Okay. He's kind of a little taller than I am, pudgy, very pale, doesn't seem to have very good self-hygiene. He has the stringiest mohawk I've ever seen. And he wears a Dragon Ball Z jacket.
That sounds cool.
And when he has the jacket off, he has a Dragon Ball Z armband. And if his shirt sleeves up high enough, you can see he has a Dragon Ball Z tattoo.
Can we get Failure on the podcast?
No. So I hadn't talked to him just because I was like, no, no. But eventually, like, we were by the BEV station. He starts talking, and I'm like, he starts talking about...
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Who'd have thunk? So I'm like, oh, so you know I've watched some anime, and you know I've seen Dragon Ball Z. I don't get why you're so into it. I mean, like, you know, I watched some anime, but there's a lot better ones out there than Dragon Ball Z. Why are you so attached to it? And he gets to be like, well, I don't know, I just, like, I watched Dragon Ball growing up, and then I watched Dragon Ball Z, so I was really attached to Goku. When he died in GT, I cried. So I was like, oh. So I was like, well, like you said, there's so many better ones without as much filler, like Full Metal Alchemist, or a few of, there are other really good ones.
Cardcaptor Sakura.
I hate you. Cardcaptor Sakura. But then he's like, well, I mean, Full Metal Alchemist is a whole nother genre. I mean, it's a much more realistic anime.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said.
What? Okay.
He says, well, yeah, I mean, I'm like, well, it's Full Metal Alchemist is one where it's basically about these two brothers who live in a world where alchemy is real and you can transmute things yep. and things like that. And
that's like real life.
They have, like, mechanical limbs that are, like you can use as well, if not better, than real human limbs.
Yeah.
And it's, like, crazy all over the place magic.
That's crazy?
I hate you. But he's like, yeah, it's a much more realistic one. And I'm like... And I actually said this analogy to him. I'm like, that's like saying an ant is more like an elephant than a rock. It doesn't make it at all like it. Like, neither of those things are realistic at all. He's like, no, but like alchemy is a real science. And at that point, okay. I just started laughing. He's like, no, I'll show it. Like, alchemy is like a real science. I said, to which I said, that's adorable. You are a child, and that is adorable.
Did he show you?
No. He said he would. I just walked away laughing. I couldn't deal with him anymore.
Well, okay.
I couldn't handle it.
If Failure walks into work tomorrow, okay, and he brings in a lead brick, okay, and he comes up to you and he says, watch, and he turns around and you see, like, this blinding light, and then he turns around and it's gold, will you be excited?
No. Here's the other thing.
No!
Is I saw him at his job interview because we do the job interviews in the middle of the restaurant.
Did he use alchemy?
No, but he did do magic tricks.
Did he? Really?
At his job interview, he absolutely did.
What do you mean?
It was the lamest thing I ever saw.
No, it's not. That does not sound lame. That sounds awesome.
So lame.
No!
That's it. You gotta show that you're better than the other candidates in an interview.
Did he use magic tricks like
I couldn't sit there and watch. I just saw him take the pack of cards out and be like, alright, pick a card. And I'm just like, is this really happening right now? Is this happening right now?
That you need to know that to be a server. Or whatever he's doing.
I was thinking, like, he incorporated it into his answers, like, what would you say one of your strong suits are? And he's like,
I would say
that I give too much, and he starts, like, pulling out.
No, I would say, no, the answer to that is you say, what's one of my strong suits is my hearts.
Yeah, come
How could you have not gone with that? Seriously. When you lead in with strong suits, with a card trick.
Oh, I didn't mean strong suits.
Alright, try it again. Try it again. Use different terminology.
I want some other stuff. I don't know. What are the other things that are asked on it?
What was the... I wasn't even paying attention to this.
You know they have those... the pulling the handkerchiefs out of your mouth?
Yeah. Or like, what's one of your weaknesses? Getting run through by swords! And then he jumps in his box and stabs at his sword.
I can't die!
I've been alive too long! God won't let me die!
I think doing magic tricks on an interview is the best thing.
I think that's the lamest thing. That's
no, you should do that on dates, too.
They're like, who should be there?
That's the thing. Is like, I feel like it's analogous to doing magic tricks on a date.
Yeah, that's a great idea. She's like, oh... when it gets to a lull,
you're like, I'm really into magic.
No, not even that.
You didn't say that.
No, yeah,
you say,
exactly.
What's that behind your ear?
Oh! It's a condom. That means we need to have sex.
And then when you're doing it later, you put the condom on and you start. And then you make it disappear.
Well, so like I said, so if he was like, look, I turned this lead into gold, I would be like, I don't care.
Well, what about the white blinding light?
You mean...
That's how alchemy works.
Yeah.
White blinding lights, bro.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of lights.
I hope he shows you alchemy. Show.
I hope he tries to.
You know what I hope he does for alchemy? Is I hope he brings in that the magic sand, and he puts it in water, you know, that like you can mold stuff under water, and he says that this is like alchemy.
I hope he brings in Fushigi!
That's good, too. I was thinking the, the dinosaurs or whatever that expanded.
Oh, he's like, without alchemy, how could I not make this dinosaur grow?
You have to wait like a half an hour. It'll happen.
It's not bad. It's a fast one.
Grow. Just wait.
Now for my next trick, you're pregnant.
Hey!
I just keep this later. Anyways, what's worse, doing Fushigi or doing magic tricks on your interview?
Fushigi.
If you're just like, give me a moment. Let me think about this.
Oh my god. I'm very dexterous.
I just love the idea of being on a date and you're like, oh, yeah, no, I like David Fincher too. Oh yeah, he did great movies. And then you just like reach a lull. You're thinking of the next thing to say, and then you pull out your deck of cards, and you're just like, choose a card.
Yeah.
She would be so impressed.
That's what girls
love. Well, no, here's the thing.
Girls love magic.
Is that, like, have you ever... So I watch a lot of videos online, and a lot of them are terrible. like specifically, I love videos that are absolutely awful. Like, one that I watch
when
is,
they're
like,
trying to be
how
good.
To use magic to pick up girls. And it's just, like, so... cheesy and terrible, and like specifically, like they would keep using lines like,
wait, so do like, they think
I can read your mind? And then they set up a magic trick to do where you read their mind. And I like, I can totally see him using these lines on girls.
But,
and it's just like,
but that video is like trying to be serious, is that
what
you're saying?
Okay, it's trying.
What do you mean trying to be serious?
It's magic, you have to take it seriously.
Did you make that video?
No, but I do know some magic tricks.
Show us
over the podcast.
Yep.
Oh my god! Put it back in your pants!
It grows!
It's a dinosaur, ladies!
No, I think... I guarantee you in those videos, that dude went home with them because he was shooting a video.
No, I guarantee you in those videos, he hired some girls.
The only thing that works better on a date than magic...
Oh, nothing.
Is,
what can
no,
work better?
Is if you hire people to film you on your date, and you say, oh, I'm just doing this reality show. Guaranteed that works.
Oh my god, that
is
might
that
actually...
Is that
actually,
not the best idea
that's
ever?
That's actually a
holy
great
shit.
Idea.
You're welcome,
oh my
universe.
God. Wow. Can we set that up?
Yeah, we should try it.
We need I to, watched this video
first
online.
One of us needs to get a date.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I was watching another video online where this guy just got his friends to dress up like a camera crew and some security guards, and he goes walking through Times Square, and people just start flocking to him, and then like some of the people with cameras are like, oh, what's your favorite role of his? And they start making things up, and one person was like, I loved him in Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man. And then eventually, like, as people gathered around to see what's going on, that kind of spread. So everyone was like, yeah, he was great in Spider-Man. Like,
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
That's
yeah.
really cool.
That's mm-hmm. great. I want to do this date thing though. That's a great idea.
That is it. A really good idea.
You're welcome.
How big is the crew though to make it?
You
realistic?
Only need you need a boom operator. You would yep. need a cameraman, and you boom would need.
You probably want two cameramen. Because in the reality shows, they always get a shot of the cameraman.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Away.
Two cameramen, boom operator, that's, and I think that's all you
good.
Really need.
That's probably good enough
need
to
the,
pass it
you
off.
You need the sound tech, too, because usually a boom operator doesn't always have the thing.
Right.
Like, it's two people.
So you have a guy with headphones
okay.
on? Like,
yeah.
Sound tech optional. I think you got the two cameramen, the boom operator.
Here's
that'll
the thing.
Look legit
I would totally do this for one of you guys.
That would be really cool. You sound so miserable.
What reality show would we say we
that's
were
what I was
going to
ask.
Well, I'm thinking you wouldn't be allowed to talk about it until you like you've given
I'm not
well,
allowed to
no,
talk about
I mean
it.
you'd have to tell her.
I can't tell you about it.
You
it's
know,
mysterious. Would you like to see some magic? She'll go nuts.
My strong suit.
Mysterious.
My strong birthday suit.
That's good too. I was gonna say you say strong suit and then tear away clothes too.
I like that
a fancy
one.
Suit.
Saying birthday suit's dumb. I like yours, Ryan.
A strong suit. And then you got a bunch of muscles.
You have a muscle shirt on.
My strong suit. Don't worry, it's for the reality show.
That
but no, because she would ask and we'd have to tell her and we could get her to sign waivers to
but
make
you
it.
You just need like a stupid
legit.
Name like Lockets of Bitch. Like, I
oh my god. Lockets of Bitch.
Lockets of Bitch. I want that to be a reality show so bad. I imagine it's about jewelers. Female
Lockets
jewelers.
Of Bitch.
That's good too.
I'm on a reality show called Lockets of Bitch.
I was just thinking you have a bunch of lockets. Kind of
like
the
like,
bachelor.
Like when they give away the roses. It's
yeah.
Who gets a
it's
locket.
Their picture in each
everyone,
locket.
No,
locket
everyone
bitch.
And whichever one doesn't have his picture in it, and it just says bitch.
The picture is of them in their like most sassy pose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bitch. This is...
Oh my
what's
god.
The name? I can't tell
looks
you.
Like...
What's the name? Just tell me the name. Lockets a bitch.
Lockets a bitch.
Oh, I thought I heard about that one. Oh, cool.
What channel would it be on? We should say it's on like TLC.
MTV.
MTV would probably be
MTV
the best.
Would be more hip.
MTV
yeah.
2.
MTV would be more... It's on MTV.
It's on
pretty
Views.
Hip.
It's pretty hip.
I don't know if you're
if,
into
if,
the
if
end
you
scene.
Kids have heard of MTV...
It's music television.
Are we... Okay, let me ask you this. So if we do decide to go through with this,
mm-hmm.
are we going with what can we get away with as long as a camera crew is there? Like, because I'm in love
good.
With that idea. Like, if we try magic, like you say, oh, I'm on this
no,
reality show.
I was just going to do it, no. like, straight up. Like, they're just on a date and we're just
yeah.
recording it.
That's true.
That's what he was saying. What were you going with, though?
I was thinking, can you get it to work if you do anything terrible?
Oh,
and
I
have,
see.
Like, people
I
run
see.
Up and be like, it's time for the physical challenge.
Yeah, oh my god. Oh my god, if there's a physical challenge, I will scream. That would be so great.
You're so giddy. You're having a fun time on this thing right
now. You have to go pick the flag out of the big giant nose. You guys remember Double
Kids
Dare?
Kids Double Dare.
Yeah.
Double Dare.
Double Dare's great. So you're combining Double Dare and Jersey Shore.
That could be so awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome to have a physical challenge. That's what you
here's
do.
The thing. We could actually make this a reality show, and
oh
I
God.
Think it would sell. Guy gets a date with a girl, and you don't tell her before the date that this is going to happen, and then you have, like trivia
extreme
bits.
Challenges.
You have extreme challenges. Like
there could be like secret things too. Like you have to get her to say something.
If you
like,
get her to say it, yeah,
like
Wayne
she gets slimed. Not by the green stuff.
Sometimes it was orange.
Slimed.
True, yeah. If for like special events,
mine is orange.
That's the formal slime.
So beforehand, you were saying just if you have a camera crew around.
Like
when you're being fake, what could you get away with?
Yeah,
to have her
still have her be into
hang
you.
Around?
Yeah, because
yeah.
the camera crew is really what's getting you at
that's
that
making
point.
You cool.
Yeah. yeah, you're like, well, he does, like, okay, yeah, he
well,
blows
he
his
is
nose
on
at the table.
TV.
Yeah.
He blew his nose on my shirt sleeve.
Yeah.
I live with my mom and I'm really into magic.
He does do magic and his name is Failure.
But he is on a reality show. Yeah, just say you have like guaranteed money coming toward to you.
Like show up in like a suit of armor. Like a full...
Well, then we can name it Strong Suit.
I'm sorry, Lockett's a bitch. You're out. Strong Suit. Strong Suit.
Lockett's, okay. Lockett's a bitch. Strong Suit Edition. Strong Suit.
Okay, could you just show up in the suit? Or would she run away from that? Or would you have to like...
Like, oh, I need to go use the restroom.
And then you come back in like...
The suit of armor.
Oh, sorry, it's a line. What, can I use your sleeve, please?
To blow my nose. Yeah.
So anyway, how many siblings?
Oh my god. And we could be like, instead of small talk, we could just issue a form for her to fill out. And then he just reads and he's like, yep, nope. We'll see about that.
That would be good on a date.
How old were you? Okay.
How old were you?
Yeah.
Like every age leading up to this one.
Yeah. In order, please.
I meant as in reaction to the paper, but I guess that's
it. I was like, yeah, that's what I was like, what?
You just give trick questions.
How old were you? What?
When?
Wrong.
Wrong.
No. Does not know how to think on her feet.
No. Oh, by the way, on your feet. On her. Physical challenge.
It's time for the physical challenge.
Stand up! Alright.
Alright. Oh my god! Stand up! Alright, I don't date paraplegics.
Oh! What a ruin!
Why were you laughing?
I wasn't laughing! Because of that.
Neither was I!
Because I liked the fact that the physical challenge was just being able to stand up.
See, I thought that you said it was the subtext of the physical challenge was it was specifically to rule out paraplegics.
No, that's only in your messed up brain. But I'm glad that you got what you got out of it.
Oh my god.
We all get different things out of things.
Out of Lockett a bitch.
Out of Lockett a bitch.
Strong suit.
Strong suit. Is it going to be like, when I was thinking of it, I pictured it as, I shouldn't even say this, but did you ever watch the show, I was going to say Blind Date, that's not it though.
Next?
No, Blind Date, it was Blind Date, I watched that before. Did you ever watch that show?
What's that?
I don't know why I watched it.
Friend in the van?
Friend?
I saw that one.
It was basically like two people never met and there's a camera crew on their date that happens.
Oh, and they have little pop-up video
things?
Yeah.
I'm picturing it sort of like that.
Oh,
but
no.
But strong suit style.
Now imagine this is like, you get a regular date with a girl, like not blind date.
Oh.
And then you just ruin her life.
Okay, so you can meet her, convince her to go on a date with you, and then you just ruin everything.
Can we still have the pop-up video stuff? Because when it goes,
sure.
Physical challenge, stand up! Boop! That's to rule out paraplegics!
Thanks, Matt.
Can I be in charge of the pop-ups? They can be like the word on Stephen Colbert, they are a character on the show.
We're all in on it, man.
You could probably get away with a lot of crazy stuff as long as there's a camera crew.
You think so? I mean, that depends.
Think about
on
all
the
stuff that happens. Like,
see, but here's the thing: I feel like once you spring the camera crew on her, some people will leave and like, I'm not doing this.
Right.
That's why we just find someone else at the bar.
To be fair, that would probably work.
Exactly.
But then anyone who did stay for that, I feel like would have a much higher tolerance for shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
He was going to say shenanigans, but instead...
But shenanigans is a funnier word.
Shenanigans, the movie.
Shenanigans.
Watch The Simpsons sometime.
Is that a thing?
Anyway. Yes.
Honestly, I feel like not only is this funny to us, I feel like we could sell this as an actual reality show.
You're welcome.
Anyone out there buying reality shows?
Well, then that kind of defeats the purpose of using it for good purposes.
Good purposes?
Oh, you mean just to trick a poor girl?
For a fun
date, the good purpose is.
To be fair,
that's true.
You could actually make it like a fun date.
That's true.
I was going to say, it could turn out to be a really great date if you're not patronizing her.
Stand up.
But does that work more as a hidden camera show as a crew show?
Because if we make it into an actual show, then the idea of it not being real in the first place is completely gone, obviously. But
well, I mean, like make it like a real date, and then she'd kind of be in on it that it's not real. But you're like, we've got all these physical challenges set up in the middle of the night. I have no idea when they're going to happen. People are like, my friends, like, helped set it up. We do this for each other. So sometime during the night tonight, someone may run up to us and do and say something crazy, and we have to do it. Like,
that no matter really how much clothes you got to take off.
That's not a bad idea.
But say someone, like, people ran up, and then they gave you, like, foam swords and shields, and you had to sword fight.
That would be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
Have you ever watched The Amazing Race?
No.
Oh, well, they're partners, okay? What
do you mean?
But every so often, they'll get, like, a little card or something that'll say, like, blah, 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 and it'll have, like, clues as to what you might need to do. That's not a bad idea for a date, though, you know?
See, here's the thing. I am agreeing with you.
Yeah.
But I feel like, especially if it was a first date, like, depending
I don't imagine this as a first date.
Okay.
Because that would definitely scare someone away.
I think you
That's
why you should have it the first date.
I was picturing it happening that we just ruined somebody's time with the girl.
Well, there's that, like...
But
I'm saying it might also work as a real one.
If it was a real date, yeah, it should not be the first date.
Also, you guys should know that if you're ever on a date and I find out where you are, I'm going with them there. Even if there's no camera crew, I'm just going to say, PHYSICAL CHALLENGE!
This is going to be super boring. Do you guys have any outstanding debt? It's more important you eliminate before you start saving.
Wait, hold on. Let me start the segment over. Now it's time for the outstanding debt segment.
Damn, girl, that debt is outstanding. But Paisley's a pattern, right?
Yeah, get it?
I like Paisley.
I Brad don't Paisley? Know what Paisley looks like.
It's ugly,
it's
isn't
usually
it?
It. Yes. I like it a lot, though.
What is it?
It's like a lot
Argyle?
Of...
Argyle?
What?
Is
no.
It like Argyle?
Not really. It's very...
Welcome to Fashion Corner.
God fucking damn it, let me talk. Every time I try to explain something...
Knock, knock! I'm
still listening.
God damn it. Fuck you guys. All right, from one James Montgomery, we have... I have a comment about the Eiffel 65 song, I'm Blue, that you mentioned in the last podcast. I always found the song much more entertaining, but I envisioned the character in the song as A... on a misguided path of self-medication to treat Viagra-induced priapism, to be having a major case of blue balls. With the chorus of, I will beat off or die.
I will beat off or die.
This guy's, I will beat off or die.
This guy's like us in how we change words to songs all the time.
That's good.
Except for now it's gotten to the point where it's not even clever or makes any sense. Like Surf Wax America. With Weezer.
Yeah.
You suck my dick
to work. I'll suck my dick.
Yeah, you know?
Never heard that one.
No? Oh.
Well, we haven't listened to it in a while.
It's Weezer.
Oh, gotcha.
I do like the idea of the song as a guy who is just taking a ton of Viagra.
He's like, I have to beat off before I will die.
New little house with a blue little...
And a blue Corvette, because everything is full of Viagra.
I will beat up.
Seriously, how did I get all this Viagra?
I also like the idea of I will beat off or die. It's like skate or die, but beat off or die.
No, for some reason it reminded me of an episode of The X-Files. But so I'm thinking in the similar situation. It's sort of like Speed, because he's got this pounding headache, and they have to stay above, like a certain...
55 beat-offs an hour.
No, 50 miles an hour, or he's afraid something will happen to him, and sure enough, spoiler alert, at the end, they slow down, I think his head explodes or something. But anyway, I'm just thinking if instead of he had the headache problem, he had to beat off all the time. It's like, no, I've got to keep going. If I stop, I'll die. And then Mulder watches him.
Was it Patrick Henry who said, let me beat off or give me death?
That was you.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the police station.
Let me beat off or give me death.
That's when they shot you.
Yes.
Who is that from?
James Montgomery.
Is that and the one you knew?
Yes.
You know this person. Who is it?
I was hoping that was this spam.
It's
a listener. He knows him because he listens.
Yeah. Is James Montgomery his real name?
I believe so. Should we not put that in there?
No, I'm cool with that.
The emails, everything. We yeah, own everything.
Where? How do you know him?
We own all of those words that he just emailed us.
How do we know him?
No one else could say beat off ever again. Beat off or die.
Beat off or nope. Viagra. Viagra is now
trademarked by us.
Yep.
By
if you say Montgomery. Beat off, please mail a check to you bet it's in
yet at hotmail.com.
Also, wait, you beat off.
That's not even correct. That's not even our email. What?
If you beat off.
If you
the,
beat off.
Oh, the act of beating, because we're all beating off right now.
Write us a check.
For $600,000, you can tell that joke whenever you'd like once.
Whenever you'd like.
Once. We don't have to put it in.
What? Chris Tucker?
I just want it out. I just want you to look at it and maybe touch it.
We don't have to put it in. Did you say hat?
No, I didn't.
Did you say hat? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I did say hat.
Topic hat.
Who's picking?
I'll do it. No, wait, did I pick
I
last
did last
week?
Week.
Oh, then I picked. You pick? Did I pick last week or did you pick?
I don't know.
I picked last week.
That's it for
sure. Weren't you fucking listening?
I feel like this one. What is one thing you feel like you are too old to do, i.e. macaroni art or something?
Man, that's true. I haven't done Mark and
Murder.
Sorry, my mouth stopped.
Wow. He was so excited to talk about macaroni
art. I haven't done macaroni art in forever.
Do you feel like you're too old for it?
No, now I really want to do it. Do we have macaroni at home?
What are you looking at me for? Why would I
We
know?
Live together.
.com.
That's right. I don't dabble in the macaronis.
The macaroni arts.
He's a master.
I have a degree. I have a bachelor's in the macaroni arts.
Oh my god! I just get the like the principal comes over and like is just like your son has been dabbling in the macaroni arts, and you just see him in the living room like putting things together,
and it's like the high like piano music, and he's like obviously like a genius.
And he stops and turns. Oh my.
And his parents look at him and they're like,
masterpieces. I was thinking, you wouldn't think you were
like
too
I'm
old
not answering the question. That's not
well,
my
let's
answer.
Go, yeah, we'll get
but
to
I
that.
Do
we'll get to
want
that.
Like I think I'm going to do that tonight. I think I'm going to make some macaroni art. I have some googly eyes at home.
Do you have? Are you going to use glue
my
sticks or are you going to get
eyes.
Elmer's glue?
I have Elmer's glue at home. I'm going to use that. Do we have construction paper?
You are a 3-year-old.
I don't have any.
I know we have safety scissors.
Those are for you.
So
you're definitely not too old for macaroni art, obviously.
I think I'm going to make some macaroni art tonight.
Did you like macaroni art when you were a kid?
I don't even remember.
He's just really excited about it now.
Remember. What if this like stirs up? What if you push some
what
macaroni?
What if I repress it?
Yeah, because
and this is like macaroni therapy.
All the macaroni art repressed memories.
Just like working vigorously and like sweating over your macaroni art and being like.
And slowly remembering and like phasing in and out.
No, and then you reveal the picture and it's you like getting touched by somebody.
Oh no.
By a pasta chef.
I remember now.
By that dinosaur who used to be for Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Oh, and he came and visited your school and touched you.
Ryan, you got a little serious there.
I'm too old for macaroni art.
Well, are you? You wrote this one, right?
Yeah.
You're too old for it?
Yeah.
Why? What makes you so cool?
That's something you should do on the first date.
What makes you so cool?
What makes you
I do macaroni art.
What makes you so cool? I do macaroni art. I brought some with me.
You want to get married?
What am I too old to do? I'm trying to think.
What are you too old to do?
What am I too old to do?
The obvious answer is underage girls.
Yeah.
That's the...
Hey-o!
Second that's obvious is beat up children.
Mm-hmm. Matt's not too old for that.
No, that's true.
Never too old for that.
What? Define underage, by the way.
Of legally underage?
Yeah, oh, what's okay. Under what age is for you?
No, I just want to be clear.
Oh, do you mean like my actual like number that I'm like,
what's
I probably
your, yeah,
should...
what's your underage?
No, I was trying to make a joke, trying to say that I still do that and make it acceptable,
oh, okay.
But it completely bombed, and you guys are all serious about other stuff, so let's just keep going.
Do that on the date, too.
Yeah. Well, I see you didn't laugh at that joke, and now I am angry.
So let's just keep going with this date.
You seem like you had an actual age. Did you have
what
an actual age?
Well, no, I was going to say, like, I don't think... Well, first of all, I'm not going to date anyone who's still in high school.
Good idea.
Okay, good.
Because like, there will be 18-year-olds and sometimes 19-year-olds who are still in high school.
I guess so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
and,
failure.
Yeah.
But there are also 17-year-olds who are in college.
That's
ooh,
true.
And they're so hot.
I think I'm not going to date anyone who is 18.
18 okay. And under.
So like 19
and
up, I think is acceptable.
Okay.
But I feel like I have to put a lower limit on it so I'm not the creepy dude.
So the answer to what is one thing you feel you're old to do, too old to do for men, is 18-year-old.
18 and under. Next.
But no, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
I can think of one thing for damn sure.
What's that?
I don't know if I really miss it, but I just thought about it, and I used to do it as a kid. Is play with, like toys, right?
Yeah.
We can still play with toys. Like, you know, we have the Nerf gun or whatever, but, like, I used to set up...
Oh, and
like,
have, like...
Oh, super
like
elaborate...
Fights.
Yeah. Like, set up, like, narratives to it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
I agree.
I do feel a little... too old. Like, it would be weird if I did that nowadays.
No.
It's been a long time.
I can see you doing that now.
But I feel like we still kind of do that, because, like, we play a lot of board games.
Well,
and
sure. So,
like
they get exchanged for other things, but literally, and even, like, if we messed around for, like, 5 minutes with it, it'd be like, oh, that's funny. But as a kid, I would spend, like,
hours
doing that.
I would waste the entire afternoon just being like, and now you're coming in, no
like,
one knew
oh,
you
no.
were here.
And you're in jail now, and then he punches the side out of the Lego jail.
Yeah,
and, like,
and
you're like,
people have, like, serious backstories, and it's like,
exactly.
He hasn't been in town in years.
Yeah. He had to leave because the well was dry and he didn't like it.
Exactly.
Get out of this
but
town.
But he's a good guy now, or is he?
Ooh, it depends on where we are in the story. It
depends on what action figure it is.
Yeah.
I had, like, a 12-inch Cyclops. I hated that.
That's
guy.
What I call
that's
it.
What you meant.
That was really well planned.
Oh, God.
I'm glad we rehearsed that before.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, hopefully,
that's
remember
a good
the
way
rest
to
of
steal,
this.
Steal away from his wit.
When I was a kid, we had, you know, we had a lot of toys, and a lot of the toys always turned into weapons. Like,
but
there was an Ankylosaurus, you know, the one that's, like, armored on the back
yeah.
and has the big tail that it hits things
yeah.
with. And that was always became a mace, because you would grab it by the tail, and you could hit people with the spiky back.
Anything with a tail becomes a mace.
The greatest weapon in our arsenal, though, was we had a Power Rangers. Like, it wasn't a stuffed animal. Like, the body was stuffed.
I remember you talking about these, yeah.
And it was the Black Ranger. The head was the hardest substance I'd ever known. Like, I feel like, if I had it now, I could use it to cut diamonds. Like, it was... So, you get into a pillow fight, and the thing is, it's technically a pillow. But it is
that's
the,
how you justify
it is the
it
atomic off. Bomb of pillows.
I bet that you and Kimmy actually, like, have that justification, too. Like,
technically,
yeah,
this
technically
is a, still
a
this
pillow.
Is a pillow.
Yeah. Okay, go
so
ahead and hit me.
We're having a sleepover, and I pull out the master weapon. And that ends it. Like, it's like I said, it was literally like the nuclear option.
Right.
Like, it got
that's
used once... And then the threat of it was enough to stop any hostilities.
So great.
And it would just become a pillow Cold War. Like, it was, make sure nobody goes for the Black Power Ranger pillow.
Anytime someone grasped a pillow that wasn't, like, putting it under their head,
yeah.
you're just like, you don't want to
do
this.
Don't do it. Don't do that.
You don't want to do this. Put the pillow down.
Yeah.
The pillow Black Ranger.
And there was, like, there was escalation, because there are pillows that, like, hold more shit, or, like, toys, and, like, stuff things. Because we also had, we really like Power Rangers in my house. We had a stuffed Zed doll, do you remember Zed?
Yeah, Lord Zed!
Yeah.
And he retained his shape really well. So if you, like, because he was really tightly stuffed.
Yeah.
And the stuffing,
there's
like,
a sex
in
joke
it,
there somewhere.
Tightly stuffed.
The
there's been a
sex
bunch
vaginas.
Of sex jokes that we've just skipped over.
Yeah.
So if you want to, go back and make your own.
We can't wait to hear your edits.
Email them. I'm a terrorist. Yeah, exactly.
We should totally remix this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But he held his form better. So when you hit people with him, it hurt more than just a regular pillow. Because, like, you know how a pillow hits you and you get the weight of it, but it changes shape to fit what it hits?
Yeah.
So, like, it was like, okay, so you've got like a pillow. God damn it.
Alchemy does exist.
God damn it.
In our pillows.
I hate you. I hate you so much. So, like, there's regular pillow. Then there was Lord Zed. Then there was, like, Ankylosaurus, if you want to go, like, black market, not actually a pillow. And then there, like, that was, like, the chemical weapons.
Okay. Biological.
And chemical. Then there was, like, the atomic bomb, which was the Black Ranger with the head of diamond. That, like it got used once, and then my parents were like, you can never pillow fight again. So, like you see this, a kid start picking it up, like me or Tim or Dave pick it up, and they raise it over their head, and everyone's like, no, Cuban Missile Crisis, not happening.
Man, do you think that's how the real war happened?
Probably.
Or didn't happen?
But do you think that the Black Ranger's head in real life is actually as hard as the...
Yeah.
Like, it was...
Find out that
I was a kid, so, you know, I wasn't as strong as an adult. But, like, you know how most toys as a kid, like, they're either, like, kind of soft, like, a little bit squishy,
mm-hmm.
or they're kind of fragile? Like, you can kind of, like, feel that they'll snap if you do something too hard.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
No, this thing was solid. Like, it was like a solid brick of plastic. Of, like, Lego plastic.
Like, it wasn't hollow on the inside. It was...
No.
Plastic.
It was, like, knock-your-teeth-out plastic.
Made with knock-your-teeth-out plastic. That's
really good.
Like, this thing, like I said, it was the nuclear option, and everyone knew it. Like, it was serious business.
Right. So that's like fighting as kids.
Yeah.
Did you have anything on the top of your head there?
No.
No,
okay. I'm listening to this story now.
No, I didn't mean to cut it off.
No, yeah, I can't think of anything else to say. I'm just remembering.
Yeah, good times. Fighting as kids. My sister threw a glass candle holder at me once. It, like, shattered at the wall next to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We used to fight when we were younger, and then we got out of that because that was stupid.
Have you ever thought about returning the favor? Next time you see her, just throwing
things
at her?
Like, she has a CD release show this weekend. Maybe I should just show up unannounced to be like, oh, I can't make it, and then throw a glass candle holder. That'll
her
show you, Nikki.
Husband would love that.
Yeah. That'll show you. I'm glad we were all in agreement on the toy fights, though, and it wasn't really like... You did that?
Oh, no, that was my huge thing.
Yeah.
It was a production. Like, I...
Here's something me and my we did when we were back in... When we lived back in New York, so I was 8 at the time. And I feel really stupid for doing it, and I felt stupid, like 6 months afterwards, and I thought back to it. We set up this movie for our parents to watch in the backyard, but it was like, we came... Oh, my God, it'll be awesome if we do this, and we could trick them with this effect. And it was... We should just cut this part out because that's the entire story. That's the entire story.
Matt, can you tell the movie story again?
No.
Well, what was the movie, though?
What was it about? What was the plot?
All I remember is it was like an action movie, and we had like a play set in the backyard. And
I was
like,
going to say,
I'm going to jump off the side of the thing, and it'll be really exciting. And then I remember there was no plot to it. It was just like, look at this cool stunt, and now look at this cool stunt.
That's how
it's like
kids,
Michael Bay.
Yeah, that's how.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I get back
Michael
and
Bay.
Like,
Michael Bay is a child.
Michael Bay, you are too old for making movies. Okay? Jeez.
I thought of one, but that's true though. Like, think about every like when you like played on the playground. Like,
yeah.
Every plot was always like, I have more guns than you now. Like, I'm going to shoot you. I have more guns.
I don't know if I got to that point.
Or not even necessarily guns, but like powers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But for every power, there was always someone who had a shield against that power, which
of
is
course.
Friggin' ridiculous. What is
yeah.
this, alchemy? Come on.
Fucking liars.
But that is what it always
I'll
came down
you.
To. And it always came down to you figured out who's the kid. From these games, you always found out who's the kid who always has to win and can't handle
mm-hmm.
not winning. And, like, that's kind of how I learned. Like, that person's a dick and not fun to be around.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't like you.
That should be...
That's a cute face.
So those should be, like, mandatory at, like, colleges and jobs.
Play imagination superpowers.
Yeah. You're
like, and find out who's
see,
a dick.
That's I hit you. No, you didn't, because you can't hit me if I'm on the, in the lava. I'm in the lava. You can't hit me
that's
if I'm
my
in the
power.
Lava.
You can't hit me.
You know that if I'm on the lava, it's making me stronger. If anything, I hit you when you were in the ice fortress.
That's
it. Wow.
We're going back to ice fortress. You really want to bring that up again?
Looks like we know Kevin isn't going to be very work friendly.
For law school, that is a great idea. Mm-hmm. Is you have to defend imaginary arguments.
I also love that, like, when you were a kid, the games you played didn't have names.
Yeah.
It was like now I'm a Power Ranger and you're Wolverine. And you're just going on, like, imaginary adventures. Like, it's not even, like, let's play Guess Who. It's, we're going to go out and fucking deal all day. We're just going to fucking
deal.
It's true.
Yeah. That's something that doesn't happen.
Yeah, as adults, let's just go walk outside and be like, okay, you're the Lone Ranger, and I'm Wolverine.
Wolverine always showed up.
Yeah, Wolverine was always around. Wolverine and a Power Ranger was there for sure.
That dude, we would get so many dates if Chick saw us doing that.
Doing that?
Well, that'd why would really
they'd be like, what are you doing? And he's like, shh, I'm invisible right now so they can't see him.
Yeah. Darth Vader is just over that wall. And then some dude wearing a bucket comes out and he's like, hey, ladies.
You guys want to play imagination fighting powers?
Just kidding. There's no good, strong female characters.
Ever.
I had one, but I think this is way better. It's true, because it just doesn't...
Or you put... Let me go.
I'm trying to think of...
But, like, one thing I liked about these games, too, is you would end up putting rules in that could never be rules. Like, you can do that, but you can't run too fast.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, there's no, like, it's not like you can't run 15 miles an hour. It's, you can't run too fast. Yeah. And then at some point, you're just like, you're running too fast!
Exactly, yeah.
That's against the rules! And it's like, that's not quantitative at all. Like,
exactly.
No,
I'm going to do speed walk, but it's like, that's, and then you argue that. You're like, I was walking fast. It wasn't running. I was walking fast.
No, you turned speed walking into running.
Or like you'd make up a game where it's like, oh, I can totally get you if I see you, but you're not allowed to turn around fast.
It's always like an adverb that's added at the end, like however you're describing.
Yeah, but you don't define the adverb at all. Yeah. You can't be like, no one was ever like, but you have to take 2 seconds to turn around.
No, we can't do it fast.
That was too fast.
And then one person would do it and like they'd like do it in good faith and they'd turn around all slow. But the next person would turn around and they'd be like, you turned around too fast. I'd be like, no, you totally turned around that fast.
That's my argument all the time, was just no.
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 No. No.
See, the sad thing is, I guess, not having brothers, like, I didn't do this version as much.
Well,
like,
you're just dodging.
Like, I did it sometimes. I was just dodging. I just made my sister sound horrible. She's like the best person in the world. But, yeah, like, we might have done some imaginary stuff, but I don't think it was ever that exciting from what I can remember.
Really? Not even at school, though?
Yeah, no, so I'm thinking of a little bit at school. Is that where you guys are thinking this happened, maybe?
Well, some of it happened at school, some of it happened, like, with friends, like, just running around the neighborhood kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, or, like, you'd be on your bikes, and, like, you'd get on your bike, and you'd just be like, I'm just gonna go really fast and skid, and it's gonna be the best skid ever.
You would still do that as an adult.
Probably would.
If you had a bike, yeah, totally.
Maybe Broom would. Let's see how this feels.
There's a lot of stuff. Like, I wouldn't...
What was the one you thought of?
Yeah, we used to... Like, me and my friend Chris, we used to... he had, like, 3-4 trees in his front yard. And what we would do is we'd get this big ball of twine, and we would string it from tree to tree to tree and make these huge, crazy designs. And then, like... Catherine Zeta-Jones entrapment it, like...
Oh, yeah?
Like,
that sounds really fun.
Awesome. We used to do that all the time.
Can we do that now?
I don't think so.
We're not too old.
If we went to the park during the day and started doing that, people would look at you funny.
That's
like,
fine.
So,
Can we're training us? Here. I'm Wolverine. He's a Power Ranger.
He's Darth Black Vader. Power Ranger. Yeah. That's why he's
and
wearing a
bucket.
And we have
to bucket. Show up in like these stupid, like made from home, home supplies yeah. costumes.
No, which is my Matt's... butter knives.
Yes.
Matt's right.
Did you,
we're
when you were kids,
that.
Did you ever take a coat hanger and pretend it was a bow and arrow?
Oh God, every day. Every day.
That was the thing. Is you're just like.
Whenever my mom
every
would say,
day.
Do the laundry, I'm like, okay, hey. That sounds awesome. And I would just wait in my room until she would come and be like, how's it coming on? I'm like,
got you.
air.
She'd get pissed, though, because I'd always, like, bend the front end to,
right.
like, straighten it.
Oh, I never had metal coat hangers.
Oh, no. Really?
Wire.
The plastic ones.
Hangers.
No, wire.
The plastic ones ever snap on you?
Yeah, they did.
Metal ones you'd always
You still
up.
Do that, though.
But the,
I catch
I
you
do.
In your room.
I do. I have still done that recently.
Have you really? I was just making that
I
up.
I still do it sometimes.
See, I knew yes. you were not too old for that.
But the plastic ones had a better, like, spring. Like,
yeah.
after you let go, they were like...
Because they,
back.
The metal
the imaginary
ones were
arrows.
Every,
yeah.
every time you did it, but...
But Matt was right, though. We're definitely doing that yarn thing.
That sounds really fun.
Yep.
We'll do that on the date. On the.
Oh, that would be a great physical challenge!
Let's go Captain Zeta-Jones on this shit.
That actually sounds really fun.
I used to yep. do that all the time. It was a lot of fun.
How successful were you?
Until it was, huh?
At going through the traps.
I would say I was pretty successful. Like... We would like look at it.
That's
for a
another
while.
Thing is you always felt like you were the best.
Oh God!
And
yeah.
I'm sure every person playing, they're like, "Yeah, he's got this power, but I'm really the best," and he just doesn't realize how much the best
right.
I am.
That's what I thought you were gonna say was with the I'm gonna go really fast on my bike and then I'm gonna skid, which was I'm gonna go really fast on my bike and then I'm gonna brake. Like that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
I never
but
skid.
You,
it was just like
you never skid.
I was not good at it. I always had a mountain bike too because I was.
So did I, but I would do that.
Tray surfing. I'm too old to tray surf, I would say.
What's tray surfing?
You guys never tray surfed?
No.
Oh, I guess I...
You go to your favorite fast food
oh,
establishment.
Oh, okay.
And you steal a tray. And then you get a friend who has like a either a truck or something you can grab onto the back end of. And you have them drive while you surf on the back end, standing
right,
in the tray.
I never did that, but I don't know what you're talking about.
We used
about.
To do that. Brian and I used to do that all the time. But I feel like today I would be like, this is really unsafe.
This
Brian
is really dangerous.
Yes. Huh? Branders would do it, yeah.
No, I don't know.
Branders would do it in a heartbeat.
But yeah, no, you're dead. That's a good one. We are too old for that.
You think we're too old for tray surfing?
Definitely.
I would give it a try.
How about tray surfing
no, I
through
mean,
a field of yarn?
We, I think we would maybe try it, but if we were caught, especially by like cops who are probably
like,
our age.
You are 26.
Yeah.
And so are you, officer.
Yeah.
Good day. Shh.
The
and then you slap the side of the car.
No, and then the officer's like, can I give it a try?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not too old for this
here,
yet.
Hold my gun.
Oh my God.
Don't want that to misfire, you know?
Trust me, you feel really cool when you
hold it. Oh, man. So on the date, you go to Burger King and you just snatch a tray and you go, physical challenge.
Did you just hit her in the head with the tray?
Whack! Also, did you take your date to a fast food place?
No, you just stopped there after.
Oh, you should take her to a fast food place.
I usually do. Is that what I'm doing wrong?
Ladies.
I feel like I'm too old to be a no-nonsense police detective.
Are you serious?
No.
The no-nonsense police detective is always the older one.
I know what you're saying, bro.
So Ryan got
the
joke.
Too old for this shit.
Thank you.
Murtaugh? Maybe you've heard
of Maybe you've heard of a little
thing
called Murtaugh.
There are other movies than Demolition Man.
He's getting too old for the crazy police work. He's not too old to be a no-nonsense cop. He is the no-nonsense cop.
Have you seen him
in the
lethal
weapon?
Lethal weapon, he wants to retire so bad.
He goes through the crazy shit and he says he's too old for this shit. He's not too old for paperwork.
No! You're saying he's too old to be a no-nonsense cop? He's exactly old enough to be the no-nonsense cop. He's too old to be hanging out with the crazy loose cannon cop. That's what he's saying.
No. I hit you. I hit you.
My hands are made of power. I'm Riggs.
I'm Murtaugh.
Did you guys ever play Murtaugh on Riggs?
Have you seen that?
One more thing.
A little thing. Who's got a little thing? Raise
I got
your
a 12-inch Cyclops. So, like, Gilbert Gottfried and Bobcat Goldthwait, they wouldn't be doing their comedy. They would just be reading from Catcher in the Rye.
that would be amazing.
Gilbert Gottfried read Catcher in the Rye for sure.
Pick that? Right? Can we make that happen?
All right. This is the thing now. You're locked in a room for 24 hours. Here are your three choices. Chris Tucker, Kathy Griffin, Fran Drescher. Go.
Is Fran Drescher in her prime?
Oh, yeah. Fran Drescher the nanny?
Oh, damn it. I forgot she was doable. I guess so.
Fran Drescher.
But she's not going to touch you in any way.
So I can do whatever I want to her?
For 24 hours, is she...
So, like, she won't even fight back?
She just wants to talk.
She just wants to talk?
All right, Matt, in your version, you're chained up. Oh, no, wait, no, wait.
Oh, yeah, this is sounding better. Getting better and better.
Okay, and then Gilbert Gottfried comes
in. Now I've locked you in a room with Chris Tucker. Reading. The Catcher in the Rye.
While the Fran Drescher.
All right, you are...
The Dreshire Cat.
You are in a box with... No, goddammit! this doesn't work.
The innuendos have become too powerful. We cannot defeat them.
All right, that's it. You are just... You're incapable of movement, and Chris Tucker's there for a year now.
Okay, that sounds pretty bad.
And you get to touch him.
And you can touch him all you want, actually.
Actually, you have to touch him.
You must touch
him. I must always be touching
him. You must always be touching him in some way, shape, or form.
And be going 60 miles an hour, or Chris Tucker will explode.
No, he just gets these really bad headaches. Or like, what's the beef stock jokes? Chicken stock.
Are you having a stroke right now?
Booyah! Sunny weather is just like, yeah, take off more clothes.
Yeah, take it off.
Take it all off.
Oh, you're nice and sweaty, aren't you?
Oh my god, I'm so hot right now.
Man, put it back on. I don't want to see that.
Put it on. Put it all on.
Well, that's your show. Thanks for smelling a lot watching.
Thanks for smelling you later.
Yeah, remember to email imaterrorist@hotmail.com.
Thank you for our emails.
The emails.
From James and from John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Thank you to...
Chris Tucker. We really appreciate your guest spot today.
Yeah. Thanks for only
saying that.
That's a good one.
Oh, he's back. Okay, goodbye, Chris. Please leave.
No!
All right.
That was a terrible one.
he left, but some guy doing weird impressions. Really, we appreciate the emails, all the emails we get. Don't forget the Kickstarter. We don't have a Kickstarter set up, but just send us money. Email us. We'll tell you how to send us money.
Yeah.
There's so many ways to send money nowadays. You can't afford not to. Right? No?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to say before the sweet episode 16 ends? Oh, the last one was a quinceañera and we fucking missed it.
Oh yeah, last week was
Thanks,
a quinceañera.
Anyway, sweet 16. You guys have any thoughts about it?
Only 4 more episodes for us to get this podcast teen pregnant.
That's true. Mm. Also, I can't wait for next week, which is the sultry 17.
Sultry 17.
Is that the fuck day birthday?
That's the fuck birthday. That's
wow.
That's the day that every girl loses her fuck.
At 17.
I want to lose my fuck to you.
That's what 17 Magazine's about, right?
Exactly, losing fuck.
I've read every single one and I haven't found that yet. I mean...
I really like saying that as opposed to losing your virginity, losing your fuck.
Would you lose your
fuck? I lost my fuck.
I think he still has his fuck. I think he's still...
He totally has his fuck. Look at him. He's four eyes.
I totally popped your fuck.
Okay.
I can't wait to take you home and pop your fuck.
Meanwhile, we're playing ninjas in the park. Man, whatever. This is just a gold mine for getting ladies, this podcast. That's for sure.
This is the Getting Ladies Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Getting Ladies Podcast. Email imaterrorist@hotmail.com.
If you're a lady and you know it, clap your hands.
But loud enough that we can hear it so we can find you and
invite you to go play Catherine Zeta Jones on this show.
Let's go. We just want to go Catherine Zeta Jones on it.
I want to get below your nose.
Yep.
That's
just what Sean Connery said. Entrapment
do,
references.
Do,
that's what we're all
do
about.
Sean Connery and I'll do Catherine Zeta Jones.
Do them?
Yeah, do both. Who would you do? Sean Connery or Catherine Zeta Jones?
That's a tough choice.
Sean Connery is prime.
Oh, man.
Like Dr. No.
I don't know. I really like later Sean
Dr.
Connery.
No means yes.
Dr. No means yes.
Anyway, Catherine Zeta, call me. And,
sorry, I'm not about this.
Also, what was that funny story you told me earlier?
As always. Don't know about you, but I am.